Welcome to the OU's Nachiomi. I am Jack Abramowitz, and today we'll be learning Mizmor Kuf Chaf Tes, Psalm 129. Shir HaMalos. Again, we are continuing our series of 15 psalms that begin with a song of ascents. Rabbah Sararuni Minurai Yamarna Yisrael. Israel will say, "Much have they troubled me, ever since my youth." This is speaking about the exile. The Radak says, "Himshu yimei hagalus limei ha'adam." The days of the exile are compared to the days of a person's life. "V'tchilas hagalus limei ha'ne'urayim." And the start of the exile is like a person's youth. "V'arach yimei hagalus limei ha'zikna." And the lengthy days of exile are compared to old age. "V'amar," and David says here, "ki mitchilas hagalus tzaru osanu ha'oivim tzara rabba." That at the start of the exile, the enemy heaped great trouble or sorrow upon us. There's more, but that's the point I wanted to bring out here, that the youth is a metaphor for the start of the exile, a theme that will then continue. So, Rabbah Sararuni Minurai, greatly have they afflicted me since my youth. Gam lo yachluli, but they have not conquered me. So they've oppressed us, but they haven't defeated us. Gabi, Chershu Chorshim, the farmers plowed on my back. Herichu lema'anisam, they made long furrows. The Radak says that this refers to the suffering and the hard labor that they inflicted upon us. The furrows are the long ditches that are dug out by a plow. The rest for the one who is plowing, or for the ox who's doing the work really, comes at the end of the furrow. Since these are long furrows, it means that we were troubled for very long periods without a break. This pasuk may also refer to the Roman governor Turnus Rufus, who plowed the Temple Mount to remove any vestige of the Beis HaMikdash. And this grossly disrespectful act is one of the things that we mourn on Tisha B'Av. Pasuk Dalid. Hashem Tzadik, God is righteous. Kitzes Avos Rishoyim, he has cut the ropes of the wicked. The Radak says, Avar Bimkom Osid. It's the past tense, but it's speaking of a future event, which is not uncommon in the biblical style. Amar Hashem, Shehu Tzadik V'yasher B'drachav. God says that he is righteous and upright in his ways. He Kitzes V'yichros Avos Rishoyim Sonav. He will cut the ropes of those evil people who hate him. And by cutting these ropes, Yasir Olam Me'aleinu, he will remove their yoke from upon us. Yevoshu V'sogu Achor, let them, those nations who are oppressing us, be ashamed and turn backwards. Who? Kosone Tzion, all those who hate Zion, which is Jerusalem, the site of God's temple. Now, the Radak has an absolutely awesome quote here. Okay, so it says, Kosone Tzion, all those who hate Zion. The Radak says, Ha'umos Einam Sonim Tzion, the nations don't hate Zion. Aval Ohavim Oso, they actually love it. How is this? Ad Shenilchamim Bavura, they love it so much that they all fight over it. Ela Perusho, rather, he says, the meaning of this verse is, Sone B'nei Tzion, they hate the residents of Zion, V'hein Yisrael, and who's that? The Jews. So again, we can see, hundreds of years later, how little things have changed. Actually, forget hundreds, thousands, because it's not just the Radak saying it in his own day, he's explaining what David meant back in his day. So, Yihiyu Kechatsir Gagos, let those enemies of God, the ones who hate him, let them be like the grass on the rooftops that just sprouts up. It's not planted, it grows in the cracks. She Kadmas Shalaf Yavesh, which dries up before it can grow, or before it can be plucked. Either way, before it can come up, it's withered, it's gone. Shalomile Chapo Kotzer, that one who reaps can't even fill his hand with it. V'chitzno me'amer, and one who gathers cannot collect a bunch. The Meforshim here differ as to the meaning of the word chotzen. V'chitzno, so it's his chotzen, but what's a chotzen? Rashi cites a pasuk in Nehemiah, Gam chasni na'arti, I shook out my chotzen, and he says that it means an arm, that the gatherers can't fill their arms with it. Tzudas Tzion says, Shulei ha-beged, in the hems of the garment. I keep thinking about that painting, the Gleaners. Anyway, the Radak is interesting because he agrees with Rashi here, but in Yeshaya Perek Mem Tes, it says, "Vehiviu banayach b'chotzen," you will carry your children in your chotzen. There he can go either way. He says, "Zroa o knaf habeged," an arm or the corner of a garment. So potentially the word can mean either thing, and they both make sense in context. And just to mention, I guess perhaps by way of a tiebreaker, the Targum says, "V'chasve ma'amar," the shoulders of the gatherer. So it's not exactly the same as the arm, but it is closer to that interpretation. Okay, so pasuk ches. "V'lo amru ha'ovrim," passers-by will not say, "Birkas Hashem aleichem," the blessings of God upon you, be upon you. "Beirachnu eschem b'shem Hashem," we bless you in the name of God. So that's what they're not going to say. The Radak says, "Minaka ovrim lomar lekotzrim birkas Hashem aleichem." It was the practice of pedestrians to say to harvesters that they would pass, "The blessings of God be upon you." Kamosha Amar Boaz, as we see Boaz said in the Book of Ruth. In the second parak of that Megillah, he says, "V'hine Boaz ba'mi beis lechem." Boaz was coming back from beis lechem. "V'yomar lekotzrim Hashem imochem." He said to the harvesters, "May God be with you." "V'yomrulo yivrecha Hashem," and they said to him, "May God bless you." So this was, you know, something that they would do. They'd wish them success in their harvest, and this is the kind of thing that's not going to happen. So the oppressive nations who hate God should be like the grass that grows on the rooftop and dries up in the sun, and not like the bountiful grain that gets harvested and inspires a blessing from passers-by. And you can contrast this with Psalm 126, which is the Shir HaMalos we say on benching a Shabbos and Yontav. Because over there we say, "Hazorim bedima, berina yikzeru," that those who plant in tears will harvest with great joy. So the Jews who are suffering in exile will ultimately be redeemed and enjoy their reward. But the oppressors, on the other hand, they're using us to plow these great long furrows. And at the end, they won't even have an armful of sheaves to show for their effort. Thank you for joining us, and I will see you tomorrow, God willing, when we learn Mizmor Kuf Lamed, Psalm 130.